Lake Effect continues on WUWM Now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Steve Sciante's Hear What's in the Heart is a one-man exploration of the Italian-American experience. Sciante is the playwright and sole performer of the show, which documents his experiences growing up in Middletown, Connecticut.
The play is currently on stage at Milwaukee's Next Act Theater. The play first premiered in L.A. in the late 90s, where it first caught the eye of Milwaukee native Anthony Crivello. Now, decades later, he is directing the show in his hometown.
Crivello and Sciante joined me in the studio to talk about the show and its long journey to the Cream City. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a story that is very near and dear to you. What inspired this play?
It was an acting class that I was taking in Los Angeles back in 1994-95. And during our breaks in class, my acting teacher, Mel Shapiro, was a professor emeritus at UCLA's acting program, but he taught acting at Carnegie Mellon, and a bunch of people from Carnegie Mellon, actually one gentleman I did West Side Story with, and he invited me into the company. And during our coffee breaks, I would talk about Middletown growing up in Connecticut, talk about my grandfather and the neighborhood pizza guy, and I would have my acting teacher cracking up, and he goes, "You got to come back in. You got to start doing improv. You have enough material to do a one-man show." And I was like, "Nah, you got to be kidding me." Because it was, you know, pretty scary thing, first time I've ever done anything like that. So I started coming in every week with different characters. And then my friend James at the time came in and said, "Hey, I would love to help you out. I love the subject matter." He loved Italians for some reason. And he loved the story. So we worked on it for 2 years. And then we had an opening night performance on October 16th, 1997 in Anthony. Happened to be in the audience, you know, because I had known Anthony at that point. I met Anthony in 1993, and we were friends for 4 years at that point, and he was in the audience at that time. So that's how it came into his fruition at that time.
Yeah, you saw it more than two decades ago. What was it about this show that really stuck with you?
Same thing. I mean, you know, the themes of the show, which are universal. It is about characters in Steve's life, and it's autobiographical. Those characters, because of its family members, its people in the neighborhood, and it was there's a universal wisdoms that are handed down from each one of those different sources. Steve actually does portions of dialogue in Sicilian and translates it immediately on stage. So I'm understanding a little bit of the Sicilian, obviously, and then the English translation as well. And the characters have a universality to them. Like, for instance, there's a guy, Jerry, the pizza man. And Jerry is a very, very funny character. He's a guy that in every single city, you've got a pizza man or a character who is like that. You know, there is his Uncle Amo is a black sheep of the family. And even the black sheep of the family lends tremendous wisdom to Steve in the particular journey. And in this particular story, it's about a man in Steve who was a good high school athlete and then came to a crossroad, whether or not to, at one point, to play baseball for a Xaverian Jesuit priest who was a baseball coach, or to be a bottle dancer and fiddler in the roof, and decided to take the path of going and doing the show. That led to conflict with his, you know, his compatriots who were the athletes, and led to fist fights, et cetera. And then finally, him going in and getting wisdom, again, from his grandfather, who also faced a similar crossroad. And his grandfather was always encouraging about Steve following an artistic path and following his dreams. So when you have those kinds of central themes, it was, you know, I immediately related to so much of the material. And just in the portrayals, Steve does, there's 8 or 9 central characters, and there's 13 characters in total that he does, portraying all these different ones. And each one is succinct and different. What had happened, we had known each other, and the show had a gestation period and kept going. It was playing some different engagements. And then for a while, the show disappeared. We ran into one another, and I had said to him, "Whatever happened to the show, your one-man show?" So this was a little over 9, almost 10 years ago. We had come across each other again, and Steve had said to me, you know, "I would really love it if you would get involved." And I was working at the time in Las Vegas. I was doing Phantom of the Opera in Vegas. And the great thing about that particular happenstance, serendipitously, was that Las Vegas has a setup in its libraries almost every single one of the libraries also has a theater connected to it. Hmm. And so we were able to access via the library system a theater. When we got together, I said he had a lot of material that was wonderful material, but certain pieces of it just didn't quite string together in my, you know, when I watched it. And I thought, we need a little bit more solid beginning and an ending. Yeah. And so we decided, hey, let's take this, deconstruct and reconstruct the piece again, and just begin to work on it again. And Las Vegas was the launching pad to do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So did you first mount the production in Las Vegas?
Yes.
The newer version of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When did you make the decision to bring it to Milwaukee?
Ironically,
here's the thing. I took about 3 years off, you know, because I went through some personal things with my family. And the last time I did the show was 2015. And then my mom got sick, and I went down a year later in 2016. But there was always something in my gut that didn't sit right with the show because I put too much heart and soul into it. But Anthony called me up, I think it was 2017. He goes, hey, he'd been trying to get it here for 10 years in Milwaukee, you know, the Milwaukee rep, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, he got a hold of David Cesarini from Next Act Theater, and he goes, we're on. So then I was waiting and waiting, and then I just sat there, and I talked to my mother and my brother. Then my mother came back from Italy this past September, and she goes, you have to go and finish what you started 20 years ago. I give you my blessing. I called Anthony up, and I says, guess what? I'm coming to Los Angeles now. And it was wonderful. We ended up getting into a White Fire Theater.
One act festival.
And then we did a little run at the Zephyr Theater where it all started 20 years ago.
The same exact theater.
Yeah. And now we're here, which is nice.
Yeah. For a long time, I had pitched it to several different venues in Milwaukee, and I kept on searching because this is one of the first times I've stepped on the other side of the table being a director versus being an actor. I mean, that's, people know me primarily as being an actor and a singer, you know, but I've also done producing and I've also done some directing too. And this particular project near and dear to my heart for a myriad of reasons. And one of the reasons near and dear to my heart is because of the definitive Italian Sicilian roots that are in this piece. I wanted to bring it back for a myriad of reasons to my hometown. And have my friends, have my family, you know, the dear friends I have on the east side of Milwaukee, Brady Street, and, you know, St. Rita's. I went to St. Rita's on the east side, and I was at Pio Nono High School, then merged with Thomas More High School. I actually did 1 year at St. John's Cathedral. And then I also attended Marquette University. And so I've got so many friends here in a myriad of ways. And, I mean, I want those people. I want the Italian community. I want the younger generation, the older generation. I mean, I know that the old-timers are going to relate to this because it is spoken in their language. The actor in this piece, Steve, speaks Sicilian, classic Italian, which is a completely different dialect. He speaks Spanish and English. And so we can cover a variance of, of bases. And I can't say enough how supportive the city of Milwaukee has been to me. You know, both of us are really proud of this piece.
Yeah. It's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and a lot of work in this, but it's I'm starting to see the fruition.
You know, he's and I'm introducing him to Milwaukee, and his right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's staying at the Plaza Hotel. On the east side. He is.
It's beautiful.
You know, exactly, and he, you know, like a couple days here, just a few things that I've shown Steve. It's going, man, this so much reminds me of Connecticut.
Reminds me of Connecticut.
East Coast,
the blue collar.
It's the same mentality.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely, blue collar people. You know, just.
Warm.
Like how I grew up, you know. So there's a big connection. I'm really happy that I'm in Milwaukee, and this has finally come true after, you know, Anthony's been trying to get this in Milwaukee for the last 10 years. So,
well, thank you so much for bringing the show to the city of Milwaukee. I hope you have a great time.
Well, thank you. No. I'm certain.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah.
Anthony Crivello is a Milwaukee native and director of Hear What's in the Heart, now on stage at Next Act Theater. Steve Sciante is the star and playwright. For more information, head on over to wuwm.com.